I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
Tom Petty was from Florida. And, you know, you guys said something before we hit the air, you and Fred, and we never came back to it. Isn't it amazing that the day after something so horrific, it's just like perfectly calm and sunny and beautiful? I was only in the path of one hurricane. It was a minor hurricane that worked its way up the eastern seaboard way back. This was the early 2000s. And I took a group of listeners to New York City and Nova Scotia. I was at WTMJ Milwaukee at the time. And part of it was it was a really cool trip. It was a three-day cruise, just a short cruise from New York to Nova Scotia. And then we came back and we did a New York theater tour. We went and saw a couple of shows. Well, what happened was torrential rain at the end of a hurricane. And they even closed down some of the shows that night. It was that bad. I'm pretty sure we got to see, it was like Annie Get Your Gun with Bernadette Peters, if I remember correctly. But it was torrential rain and just awful weather. And we had to, as I remember it, the ship had to kind of negotiate a different way into the port because of the storm. And at that point, it was probably a tropical storm, Sue. But what I remember is the only time I was ever at the top of the World Trade Centers was that trip. And it was the day after that hurricane, and we all went up, you know, a bunch of us, my listeners, perfectly beautiful day on the top of the World Trade Center. And that was almost, like, it was about a year to the date before 9/11. Now that I think it was exactly a year before that. So in the next hour after Sue's news, we're going to visit with Beth Cirio. She's with a group called Do No Harm. She's actually a nurse, an RN, who developed a new national database, which is called Stop the Harm. And what she did is she sort of got all these hospitals and medical facilities that are doing the so-called gender-affirming care to kids, surgery, hormones, puberty blockers, like WashU here in St. Louis, although they've stopped doing that. So we'll get with her in the next hour. But I wanted to point this out because Riley Gaines posted this last night, and she's been a hero, of course, on so many of these issues, and she had to compete against a biological male in Leah Thomas. She said, last year, I recorded a podcast with Pennsylvania School Board whistleblower M.S. Myers 1735. It's just a Twitter address, about a male tennis coach who would strip down with the girls in their locker room. He threatened legal action if I didn't take it down. The headline today is exclusive. Transgender coach at Pennsylvania High School, who was previously accused of undressing in front of teen girls, resigns after starring in porn while smoking meth. I mean, I can't make that one up, I tried. A transgender sports coach has quietly resigned from a Gettysburg, Pennsylvania high school, leaving some members of the community scrambling for answers. Sasha Yates was found starring in pornography while smoking meth and has been reported to the statewide Child Protective Service program for undressing in front of teen girls in their locker room. Hey, here's an idea. How about address it when he actually did it, when Riley Gaines and other people were complaining about it? And don't wait until he smokes meth on camera film. That is unbelievable. So the story says, in the fall of 2022, shortly after Yates began identifying as female and using women's facilities. I mean, some of this is just a mental illness and a sickness. And that's one of the things that J.K. Rowling has really exposed. He stripped down to a bra and panties in the girls' locker room where the teen soccer team was changing. See, they think this, the trans activists, they think that's perfectly fine. It pisses me off to no end that this topic has not come up one time in a debate. Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, they've never been asked this question. We know what Trump and J.D. Vance would say. They've never been asked this question because they're being protected by the legacy media. Because, as we pointed out before, this is not some 50-50 issue. This is not a 60-40 issue. This is a 90-10 issue, if not a 95-5. It's only little snowflakes that work at newspapers and, you know, for CBS News in New York and the rest of the legacy media that has an issue with it. The rest of us are like, well, we've got the issue with it. They think it's okay. So she starts undressing into a bra and panties. While in the locker room, Yates questioned the young girls on their menstrual cycles and what type of panties they like to wear.
Okay.
The girls later reported they were able to see that Yates was still intact, indicating, you know, what was visible. It's awful. Now, this goes back, again, this goes back more than a year. There was a parent who was actually a school board member who, reviewed internal documents to all this. The district hired an attorney to do an investigation, and they determined that the allegations were unsubstantiated despite never interviewing the girls who had reported seeing Yates.
Of course, don't ask the girls.
Yeah.
Who are you asking?
I don't know, right? So now he's been arrested, and I'm pretty sure, not going to be employed by the Gettysburg School. Now, along those lines, I thought this was excellent. You know, we've had Jennifer Say on before. She's the former head of Levi's. She's been very active with Riley Gaines into this effort to make sure that women, actually biological girls, can play and compete against other biological women. And Jennifer was a guest a few weeks ago. She's got this XXXY. Almost got it wrong. Athletic brand, Sue. Remember when Jennifer was on? They just did a commercial that went after Nike.
Dear Nike.
Dear Nike.
Dear Nike. Why won't you stand up for me?
Why won't you stand up for me? Why won't you?
Why do you claim to support women and girls?
Yet when we need you most,
you remain silent.
Today, males are claiming our identity.
Our sports.
Our spaces.
Men and boys are stealing opportunities,
medals, trophies,
and our future.
And it's not fair.
This is awesome, isn't it? I mean, really, really powerful.
Wow,
I don't know how much this will actually air anywhere, but they created it on YouTube right now.
Just.
In fact, it's often dangerous.
Yet you refuse to use your platform to stand up.
You say you're for social justice and progress.
So why do you allow men's rights to come before ours?
Good question.
See, with a big platform
comes an even bigger responsibility.
You have a chance to do the right thing.
Not just do the easy thing.
So we're asking you, Nike.
So we're asking you, Nike.
So we're asking you, Nike.
As the biggest voice in all of sports.
Will you stand up for me? Will you stand up for me?
Will you stand up for me?
Will you stand up for me? Will you?
Will you?
No, they won't. And, in a fair media world, you would wake up this morning. Now, I get that the news cycle is pretty busy, but ESPN would have written a story about that. And no, they won't. You know, the New York Times should have written a story about that.
Yep.
They won't. They won't touch it. But it's some pretty good questions, I think, for Nike, and good for Jennifer Say and XXXY Athletics for putting that out, and Riley Gaines really tightly, tied to Jennifer and the whole effort. In the next hour, I mentioned Beth Cyria will be here from Do No Harm. We'll also have, there's a great event that's taking place this weekend. I've been many times. I know Fred's one of my Lutherans. I'm a Lutheran, so I'm not practicing, but still, I was brought up a Lutheran. The Lutheran Elementary School Association, which is known as LESA, L-E-S-A, they do Brew in the Loo in Francis Park. Francis Park is a beautiful park. It's a great, great event. There's music and food and fun. And Amy Colvin with LESA is going to join us in the next hour. We got Tim Fitch. Have you seen this story about the Troy police officers clashing with a couple with their kids in their car? And there are these people out there, I guess, that they claim that they're sovereign citizens, that they don't have to follow the rules and the police.
Oh, yeah.
So this got pretty heated, and they hit him with a taser, and now the dude's complaining. We'll have Chief Fitch, former St. Louis County Police Chief, kind of weigh in on that in the 5 o'clock hour. And then we'll visit with Carl Cannon. Carl's always one of my favorite political types. His dad, Lou, is a legend in Washington. He's the Washington Bureau Chief for Real Clear Politics. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, look, I think there's some really interesting polling that's coming out right now in Michigan and Wisconsin in particular that favors Trump. We'll get to that. That's coming up. All that and an audio cut of the day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.